Curtis and Cosby. Talk. Life.
There's no room in Manhattan.
Talk now.
It's terrible. It's an eyesore.
I'll take it to in my life.
800-848-WABC.
Oh, I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I'll be back.
237 here on 77 WABC. By the way, in the last few minutes, everybody, Brett Kavanaugh has sent a letter to Capitol Hill saying he's not going anywhere, that he is sticking with his nomination, and he's calling all these comments from a variety of women now, a second and maybe a third coming soon, grotesque and an obvious character assassination, saying he's going full steam ahead with his hearing on Thursday. Well, full steam ahead. When we are traveling on planes, I was on a flight the other day, Curtis. Oh, my goodness. There was a guy who looked like Farmer Joe. He had the big overalls, and he was sitting to my right. And half of Farmer Joe was on me because he was a big, big guy. Luckily, it was a short flight. I didn't say anything. I was kind of tired. I was like, all right, I'm just going to sleep. But it's a big problem these days. And now Congress is looking at ordering the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, to establish minimum airline seat sizes. That's because the seats on planes keep getting smaller and smaller. And the leg room, too, is also getting smaller and smaller. I mean, you and I fly a lot, Curtis. And it is shocking to see how much they've reduced. It used to be that you would get around 35, 36 inches was sort of the size for the seat, that you would actually have that amount of room. And now they're saying that basically it could go as much as 27, that in a lot of planes, it's 30 inches on some planes. Can you imagine 30 inches? And if it goes all the way to 27 inches on a plane for seat sizes, that is unbelievable.
And Americans are getting fatter and fatter and fatter every year. Plus the problem, I think John Kerry had this also as Secretary of State. I know my dad did in his latter years. If you're sitting in such a confined situation on an airline flight, let's say you're just flying the cheapest available way you can. You are so crunched that you can end up getting blood clots in your legs.
Yep, well, that's what David Bloom, remember the famous reporter for NBC News, right, the famous host, he added when he was in a tank for a long time, but you have to, like, get up and move, right, after X amount of time.
But there are a number of people who, when they're so crunched as you are now in airline seating, and as you said, they want to shrink it down to 27 inches.
Can you imagine?
That's almost a rule of size. They want to shrink it down. And then they're shrinking down the bathroom, you know, the bathhouse, so that you have to go in sideways. You can't even go in full ways. And the airlines have no problem in doing that whatsoever, recognizing that Americans are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so it's going to take an act of Congress to intervene and make sure that the airlines are not permitted to do this.
And I'm thrilled that Congress is actually getting involved. It's about time that they take, because the FAA has been allowing it. These airlines have been, of course, they're looking at ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. They want to shove as many people, as many of us as they can onto a flight because, of course, they make more money. They don't care how miserable we are. And now they're charging also for bags. Like American the other day added up how much, I think it was like 25 or something like that for a bag. Now it's like 30 or 35. A number of these airlines are increasing it because one of them does it. One of them reduces the size of the plane and we all suffer. So I say bravo out there, finally, that Congress is taking action, because how frustrated have many of us been when we've been on the planes?
Let's find out from our many listeners out there who are passengers on these flights in which you're getting sort of like stuck together like sardines, nut to butt. It's incredible. You got no room to move. 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. But I love that Congress is finally going to deal with the impropriety of pretending that certain pets that you bring on board are there actually as service animals, which would mandate that the airline must take the animal. So they're going to set the specifications, because right now it's come see, come saw. And also that large airports have to provide nursing rooms for new mothers, even though they already provide pet facilities. I mean, if you have a pet and the pet has to go, they have facilities in the airlines terminals. And to expand the availability of pre-check security access, which is great, so that you don't have to stand endlessly online at whether it's JetBlue or Delta or the airline of your choice. in which you should be able to sail through if you're not a terrorist.
Right. And if you get checked like ahead of time, like they have the world global, you know, the global traveler, all that stuff, all of that stuff is great. But once you get on the plane, even like you can even see even in business class and first class, they're shrinking them a bit, too. But, Coach, you are treated like a total peon.
1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Joan calling from New Jersey. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here at WABC. Joan?
Hi there. I agree with what you're saying, that the government should get involved. And I have one more thing I'd like them to do. I'm a woman who weighs 125 pounds. If I have a 50-pound suitcase, it's 175 pounds. Why should I be charged for that suitcase when somebody is on the plane that weighs 200 pounds?
You mean put yourself and the luggage both on the scale at the same time?
Yeah, let's weigh everybody and their luggage.
Now, Joan, let me ask you, Joan, on the 27 inches, Curtis and I were just talking about this 27-inch. I mean, that's pretty skinny benini to fit into a seat that's 27 inches. Come on.
I know, and I've also had the situation you were describing where a part of my seat is taken up by somebody next to me.
Yeah, Joe and I almost like had like childbirth together. He was like definitely half on me.
Yes. So anyway, I just wanted to say that.
Bravo,
that's
creative.
That. Joan wants to be. She's 125 pounds. She had a 50 pound bag. That's 175 pounds, right? So she's basically saying, and why do I have to be paying the extra fee when there's somebody on the plane who's already 200 pounds?
If you saw Joe, he probably couldn't even bring a Kleenex on if you do the, like, kind of equal weight standard.
1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Mikey out in Staten Island. Welcome to Curtis and Rita Cosby here. Mike?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What do you think about this? Should Congress finally get involved? I say bravo.
Absolutely. Somebody's got to step up. The worst culprit, if I can say their name, is United. They shrunk their seats down. We go to Aruba every year, and the seats are incredibly tight, as versus JetBlue, where you're more comfortable. And it literally, a 4.5-hour flight, you're stuck. I'm a small guy, 175 pounds, and it still sucks because you can't move there. You just cramp like a bunch of cattle.
And then, you know, the thing also, Mike, I like with JetBlue, too, is the you can watch TV. You know, they always have the screen. It's like they're starting to charge us, like, on every little thing. Oh, do you want earplugs? Okay. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I can't give you peanuts. That's $25. By the time you're done, even if you buy a discounted fare, you're like, you know, you've given away a half your mortgage.
The airlines made millions and millions of dollars last year in baggage fees. It was crazy. So,
well, they're blaming all of this, Mike, on is fuel prices. You know, you see it go up at the gas pump, home heating fuel oil, jet fuel. So they're claiming because the jet fuel price is going up, we've got to jack our prices up. We can only jack it up so much, so then we got to just squeeze you in.
What they did was they're reeling from the 2008-2009 financial crisis. And we assumed that when fuel prices leveled back off, that they would, you know, go back to normal pricing. But they just maintained it. They're scared.
Yeah, and you know why? Because people kind of got used to it. And they're like, oh, maybe we can get away with it. Maybe we can keep charging.
There are other things that Congress wants to look into. I think some here are good, some are bad. It wants to allow Amtrak to begin using a computerized passenger vetting system similar to the ones used by airlines.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. Amtrak is arcane.
Yeah, I like that.
I mean, if you were a terrorist, think how easy it is you can get onto an Amtrak train. Nobody checks you any step of the way.
Right. And even like when you're in Penn Station, you just kind of put your credit card in. It's like, okay, you know, it could be somebody else's card. Yep.
Heightens punishments for flyers who interfere with flight crews. Absolutely. But this I disagree with. Creates a system by which drone companies can deliver packages. You know that this is a sweetheart favor for Jeff Bezos and Amazon.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, that's a weird one thrown in the middle of all of that.
Well, because his lobbyists got it. You better believe it, Jeff Bezos threw millions of dollars at the K Street lobbyists to go into the halls of Congress and say, hey, I want a system by which drone companies can deliver packages because I'm the biggest company of all that has drones. And can you imagine looking up in the sky one day? You won't even be able to see clouds. You won't even be able to see the sun. All you're going to see are Amazon drones delivering simple things like a cup of coffee and a fresh donut and lettuce.
I like human contact, Curtis. I like human contact. I'm with you. I think that's too much. I do like them cracking down, though, on the comfort animals because I saw like four of them on a flight the other day, and some of them were definitely borderline.
1-800-848-WABC. Let's go to Bobby in New Jersey. Welcome to Rita and Curtis here, Bobby.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Curtis and Rita. Hi. My son lives in Australia. He works for a flight center, which is part of GoGo Tours, which is part of Liberty Travel.
Yeah.
Make a long story short, he put us on a flight, not the first time, but second time. First time, Pacific, the Cathay Ana Pacific, which was great. We had leg room. This time, he put us on Qantas. I'm going to tell you, the leg room was like, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. I had no leg room at all. No, I stand 6'5". 250 pounds. I had no leg room at all.
Oh, my God. You're 6'5". That must have been like a killer to be in the middle of all that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. We went for his wedding. The first time we went to meet his future family and everything else. This time we went, you know, it was his wedding.
Rob, you should ask this. See, because remember, the symbol, the mascot for Qantas Airways is the koala bear.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Who eats the eucalyptus leaves and is always stoned.
Yep. I said I would never go back there again unless he got married.
Robbie.
Yeah, grandchild, he got married.
Yeah, but you should have complained and asked the steward or stewardesses to give you the eucalyptus leaves.
But we had premium coach. Premium coach.
Doesn't matter. Coach. You get the eucalyptus premium leaves, I guarantee you, like the koala bear, you would have been chewing them, like the cocoa leaves that the Mayan Indians used to chew right high in the Andean Mountains. You won't feel anything.
By the way, I was not on the same airline, but I was on a different airline. And I went to the bathroom, and whoever was in there before me definitely had the eucalyptus leaves.
I am telling you.
You know, it was like, whoa.
Just look at those koala bears, how stoned to the bone they are.
It gives a new meaning to flying high.
Our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.